Thursday, April 22nd, Thursday of the third week of Easter, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, The Lord is risen, Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, The Lord is risen. Alleluia. And now the morning prayer hymn. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross. Alleluia. Suffer to redeem our loss. Alleluia. Hymns of praise, then let us sing. Alleluia. Unto Christ, our heavenly King, alleluia. Who endured the cross and grave, alleluia. Sinners to redeem and save, alleluia. But the pains which he endured, alleluia. Our salvation have procured, alleluia. Now he rules, eternal King, alleluia. Where the angels ever sing, alleluia. Praise to God the Father, sing, alleluia. Praise to God the Son, our King, alleluia. Praise to God, the spirits be, alleluia, now and through eternity, alleluia. The psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. City of God, you are the source of our life. With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you, alleluia. Psalm 87. On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all of Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Phoenicia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called mother, for all shall be her children. It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In his register of peoples he writes, these are her children, and while they dance they will sing. In you all find their home. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord God, your only Son wept over ancient Jerusalem, soon to be destroyed for its lack of faith. He established the New Jerusalem firmly upon rock and made it the mother of the faithful. Make us rejoice in your church, and grant that all people may be reborn into the freedom of your spirit. And repeating the first antiphon, City of God, you are the source of our life. With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you. Alleluia. And our second antiphon, like a shepherd, he will gather the lamb in his arm and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 through 17. Here comes the power of the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom, and leading the ewes with care. Who has cupped in his hands the waters of the sea and marked off the heavens with a span? Who has held in a measure the dust of the earth, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or has instructed him as his counselor? Whom did he consult to gain knowledge? Who taught him with the path of judgment, or showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations count as a drop in the bucket, as rust on the scales, as coastlands weigh no more than powder. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor its animals be enough for holocaust. Before him all the nations are as naught, as nothing and void he accounts them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, like a shepherd he will gather the lambs into his arms and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Alleluia. Psalm 99. The Lord is king, the peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim, the earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion, his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will, they kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives, yet you punished all their offenses. Exalt the Lord our God, bow down before his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, God, you are the source of all holiness. Though no one can see you and live, you give life most generously, and in an even greater way restore it. Sanctify your priest through your life-giving word, and consecrate your people in his blood until our eyes see your face. And repeating the third antiphon, great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all his peoples. Alleluia. And our reading this Thursday morning will be from Romans chapter 8, verses 10 through 11. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. And the responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. Now the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for Canticle of Zechariah, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia. And now our intercessions. Christ rose from the dead and is always present in his church. Let us adore him and say, stay with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, victor over sin and death, glorious and immortal, be always in our midst. Let us pray, stay with us, Lord. Come to us in the power of your victory and show our hearts the loving kindness of your Father. Let us pray, stay with us, Lord. Come to heal a world wounded by division, for you alone can transform our hearts and make them one. Let us pray, stay with us, Lord. Strengthen our faith in final victory and renew our hope in your second coming. Let us pray, stay with us, Lord. And now gathering our prayers and intentions to one, we'll say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And the concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, in this holy season, we come to know the full depth of your love. You have freed us from the darkness of error and sin. Help us to cling to your truths with fidelity. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.